You're listening to the Earn That Body Podcast, episode number 349.
Welcome to the Earn That Body Show with Kim Eagle. Kim is an award-winning personal trainer. She trains her clients all over the world online and is passionate about empowering people by getting fit and healthy.
You know what we get a lot of right now with social media? We get a lot of myths about weight loss. So many myths. Everybody has something to say. Everybody says their way is right, their product is right, their supplement, their shot, whatever it is. There are a lot of myths about weight loss right now. I feel like more than ever. So I thought today we would go through several of these myths to make sure you realize that a myth is not a fact. And so it might help you when it comes to your waistline, if you're trying to do some of these things, to find out that actually that is not going to help you. So today we have information from Healthline. We also have information coming to you today from Northwestern Medical. Let's get right to it with the first myth. Number one, did you know the myth says that once you start losing weight, you will keep losing weight? Well, let me tell you, that unfortunately is not true. Weight loss takes time, and you can't expect more substantial weight loss at the beginning of your dietary changes or whatever it is that you're doing to all of a sudden start losing weight. You will lose the most weight at the beginning of that lifestyle change. And then, unfortunately, it does become increasingly difficult with weight loss as you get closer and closer to that goal. Now, some weeks you might notice that you don't lose any weight at all. And not only is that perfectly fine, it's perfectly normal because weight loss is challenging and your body actually wants to create this homeostasis. It doesn't want to change. It wants to find this plateau for you. And so it is normal to sort of hit these spots in your weight loss journey, some weeks where you don't lose any weight at all. So just want to let you know, you'll lose the most weight in the beginning and you can continue to lose weight and you can continue to reach your goal, but it gets slower and you really sort of have to give max effort for those last few pounds. But I have helped tons, hundreds of clients get there. You just can't quit right when it starts getting hard. You have to be okay with some weeks of no change at all. And for the ladies, unfortunately, getting your period, ovulating, perimenopause, all of those will impact your weight too, certain times of the month. And as long as you know that is normal that week and you keep moving forward with your hopefully really balanced nutrition, whatever lifestyle changes you're making to reach these new goals, just don't stop doing them. Keep it going even during the hard months. So myth number one, once you start, you'll keep losing weight. No, that's not true. You have to stay on top of everything and you have to understand that it takes time and it is not a linear process. The next one talks about fad diets. It says fad diets work. They don't. Fad diets work for many people initially, right? But as soon as you go off that fad diet, the pounds will pile back on. These diets are rarely sustainable for longer than sometimes a few weeks, sometimes a few days. These are like crazy diets usually, these fad diets. Typically, they are super, super low in calories. And that is why when you start a fad diet, you might see a fast drop in weight. You might lose 5 pounds in the first few days. You might lose 10 pounds in the first week. But it is not sustainable, nor is it healthy for you at all to be at such a low amount of calories. Now, if you're at a low amount of calories and you work out, you're doing a double duty bad thing to your body. I don't think that's quite how I want to say it, but you're doing a huge double disservice to your body by not eating enough, working out on top of it. Now you're going to slow your metabolism down. So these fad diets are typically really extreme. You don't need me to go into the details of them, but a fad diet does not work. Does it work for the first week? Maybe, but it does not work long-term, because if it did, we would all be doing them with lots of success, but that is not happening, right? The next myth says your diet doesn't matter as long as you just exercise more. I do see people on social media trying to express this myth. That is just not true. Your diet probably matters way more. Not probably. Your diet matters way more than just exercising, all right? You cannot outrun a bad diet. You cannot outbike a bad diet. And there is no amount of strength training that you can do that will beat a bad diet. It just doesn't work that way. So if you're burning a ton of calories and you think, well, that means I can eat anything, you probably are not seeing the scale move very much. Now, this is a really common one for runners, especially new runners, especially new marathon runners. They think, well, I just ran 12 miles today, so I can eat the donuts, I can eat the bagels and the cream cheese and all the crappy carbs out there, right? Actually, you can't. And that's another reason why if you ever watch a marathon, you may be very shocked to see some sort of overweight people. Now, God bless, that's like amazing. And I'm just proud of anybody who runs a marathon. But sometimes you think, well, how could they possibly be overweight? They run so much. Well, they actually don't eat healthy. They eat potentially too many calories, too much sugar, and not a balance of the right things. And so the body is going to react to that, is going to hold on to weight, it's going to have more fat on the body. So exercising more is never going to be the solution, which is why I'm always telling people, don't go do a 3-hour workout before a Thanksgiving type dinner, because it's not going to work. And when you work out really, really hard for really, really long periods, you're going to be hungry, 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 hungry. And that's going to make you want to eat more, 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 and potentially eat more than you are burning. So your diet does matter, and exercising more won't make the difference. The next myth says you can eat as much healthy food as you want. Unfortunately, I wish that were true. If you're eating too much food, it doesn't really matter if it's healthy or if it's not healthy. Eating a healthy, balanced diet is so important, but it is still possible to overeat even the healthiest foods, even vegetables. You could overeat vegetables depending on what they are. I will say there are some that I'm like, go for it. You want to eat 5 pounds of broccoli? But nothing in too much an amount or quantity is going to be good for you. So even there is a point where even too much broccoli won't be good for you. Now, when we are trying to lose weight, reducing calories is definitely typically the key, depending on what's going on with you. Healthy foods, like all foods, they have calories, and eating too much of any nutrient will only result in the storage of excess energy, which is going to become fat. So finding a weight loss plan that works for you will take a little bit of trial and error, and it's key to know the truth about what is happening in your body when you lose weight. So if you're seeing that the diet plan, the weight loss plan that you're doing is having you eat too much of something or too little of something, if it's not working, then maybe something else has to change. But again, if it's because you're doing a fad diet, that's why it's not working, okay? If you are exercising way too much, that could be why your diet isn't working. And if you're just eating as much healthy food as you want, and that's not working, team, it's because these are myths and these things don't actually work. Now, what about this one? Because I hear this one all the time. Well, all calories are created equal. Listen, the calorie is a measurement of energy, and all calories have the same energy content. However, this does not mean that all calorie sources have the same effects on your weight. Different foods are actually going to go through different metabolic pathways and can have so many different effects on hunger and hormones that regulate your body weight. So an example of this would be a protein calorie is not the same as a fat or a carb calorie. Replacing carbs and fat with protein is ideal because it will boost your metabolism and reduce appetite cravings. And we talk about that a lot, that when you eat carbs, you tend to be hungrier. When you eat fat and when you eat protein, it tends to be more satiating, so you feel more full. And that is going to optimize the function of a lot of the weight regulating hormones when we eat enough protein, particularly. Now, calories from whole foods like fruit tend to be much more filling than calories from refined foods like candy. Because yes, the calories might be the same, but they being fruit, has so much fiber in it. The fiber is going to fill you up. So not all calorie sources have the same effects on your health and especially your weight. Again, the calorie to calorie part, that might be true, but because the food has all these other important aspects of it, like fiber in itself, it is going to definitely have a different impact on your body and on your weight. So don't think, well, this piece of chocolate has the same amount of calories as this apple, so I can eat chocolate just like I can eat apples. No. It's not going to work that way, all right? So all calories are not exactly equal. The other one that's really important, and we already touched on it a little, but I think that I'm going to touch on it again because saying it is important so that when it happens to you, you don't freak out. Losing weight is not a linear process. So losing weight being a linear process, that is a myth. So if you think that it's going to be in this direct line of weight loss over time, it's not how it works. So as I said earlier, some days and weeks, you are going to lose weight. Some days and weeks, you are not. Some days and weeks, you are going to gain a little bit. This is all normal. This is not a cause for concern. It's normal for the body to fluctuate up and down, potentially by a few pounds day after day, though your weight goes up and down daily. Now, you might be carrying more food in your digestive system or holding on to more water than usual, which can make your weight go up one day. You might be super dehydrated one day, and that could make the weight go down. There are so many little variables involved in weight loss, and because of that, you are not going to lose weight in a linear fashion. It is a really good idea, and some of my clients love to do this. They plot out their weight loss over the several months, and they plot it each week to show themselves even, and to show me. I already know it, but I love when they show me, look how much my weight went down over the last 4 months. But if you look at it, the week-to-week values, some didn't budge, some went up, some went down. You have to be okay with a little bit of up and down as long as the end result is lower. That is the goal. So you're going to start at one weight and the goal is to drop down to a lower weight, but just realize it is not a straight line to get there. And if you think it is, then you're definitely believing in the whole linear weight loss myth. Now, this one, you probably know what I would say on this one, but people say it all the time, and it's all over social media, that supplements can help you lose weight. Now, look, you guys, the weight loss supplement industry is a $1 billion market. Various companies claim that their supplements have dramatic effects. You know, they say that all the time, oh, dramatic and this and so much weight loss, but they are rarely very effective when studied. Now, the main reason that supplements work for some people is actually the placebo effect. People fall for the marketing tactics, and want the supplements to help them lose weight, so they become more conscious of what they're actually eating. And that said, a few supplements have a modest effect on weight loss, but it's seriously the placebo effect that is doing more than anything for these supplements. Most supplements for weight loss are completely ineffective. And honestly, if you are taking a pill to lose weight, I would probably get rid of it and take that money and spend it on organic, healthy, balanced food, because the supplements are not really making the difference. And you might be thinking, well, even if the placebo helps me, honestly, my concern is that the supplement isn't regulated by the FDA. And so I don't want it to do more harm later when you find out it had this toxin in it or this heavy metal in it or God knows what it was doing with a medication you were taking. Anytime I ever go to the doctor, by the way, they always ask me, are you taking any supplements, when I give them like a symptom that I'm having, because supplements can have such an impact on the body in a negative way, causing symptoms and problems. So I'm not a supplement fan, as you likely know, and I just want you to know that it is on the list that supplements cannot help you lose weight. That is a total myth. Save your money, team. All right, the next one is carbs make you fat and carbs make you gain weight. You know that's not true, right? Low carb diets can definitely aid in weight loss, but carbs themselves are not the devil. Okay, everyone, I eat carbs every day. We all need healthy carbohydrates. Now, in many cases, what happens when you go on a low-carb diet is that you are restricting your calories. And so you're gonna see a drop in weight because what you've done is you're just eating less. But it's not necessarily because you are eating less carbohydrates. But hopefully, if you are someone who eats too many carbohydrates, if you eat processed foods and enriched carbohydrates, you do actually want to limit those and you want to bump up your protein and some of your fat potentially to help you lose weight. So I'm not saying that you can just eat unlimited carbohydrates, but the carbohydrate in itself is not actually the problem. It's not making you fat. So I want people to remember there is a very big difference between a healthy carbohydrate and a refined carbohydrate. We want to be eating the healthy carbohydrates. So think sweet potato. When people tell me I don't eat carbs, so I don't eat sweet potatoes, I think to myself, well, that's crazy. There's nothing wrong with eating a sweet potato. When people tell me they don't eat fruit because they don't eat carbohydrates, I think to myself, that's crazy because fruit has vitamins and such essential nutrients for your body and fiber and all these things. And these are the same people typically that are also taking supplements. Don't fall for this, you guys. You've got to eat real healthy food. And so if you want to limit your carbohydrate intake to the healthy carbs, to the non-processed carbs, don't eat the refined type foods and sugars. Try to eat the healthy whole grains. Sweet potatoes are such a good one. That's why I keep saying it. I love sweet potatoes so much. But the healthy type of carbohydrates, all right? Not the ones that come in a bag or a box, not the ones that come at the counter of the market where you're starving and you grab the candy bar. Yeah, that is a carbohydrate that you should definitely avoid. But please, don't give up the healthy carbohydrates. They are not the devil. Now, what about the next myth, that fat makes you fat? Most people know that's not true by now. you really do need a certain amount of fat. Now, fat provides about 9 calories per gram compared with only 4 calories per gram of carbs or protein. So a little higher in the calorie section or quantity, I should say. Fat is very calorie dense, and that is why you're going to see it in a lot of junk food. But as long as your calorie intake is within a healthy range, fat is not going to make you fat. Definitely not. Another thing is that diets that are high in fat but low in carbs have been shown to cause weight loss in some studies. But I caution you, when you do that, if you're going super, super low carb and super, super high fat, then you have to worry about things like high cholesterol. And that is a whole other topic in itself. So again, it's not the fat that's making you fat, because if that were the case, you'd be gaining weight on those low-carb, high-fat diets. But you could still be unhealthy by eating too much fat, right? Just make sure that you are getting a balance of your healthy fat with your healthy carbs and enough protein. Then your body is going to be happy, it is not going to gain fat, and you're going to be okay. So fat is not what makes you fat, just like healthy carbs are not what make you fat. These things are not the issue, although you do have to balance these things out. So don't avoid carbs and don't avoid healthy fat, because they are actually essential nutrients for your body, and you want to have all of them. Now, this one's kind of funny. It says that fast food is always fattening, and that is actually a myth, although I question this one. It says not all fast food is unhealthy, and because of people's increased health consciousness, a lot of fast food chains have started having healthier options. So they talk about Chipotle having healthier type foods. And that's true. Some fast food restaurants do offer lower calorie and healthier type foods. However, if I had to guess, they are super, super, super high in sodium potentially, and still not as healthy as what you would make if you were cooking your own food. So, does fast food always have to mean that it's not healthy? No, not necessarily. You could technically go through a fast food drive-thru and order their healthiest salad, but the dressing alone is going to have so much fat and calories and sodium that I question if it's actually healthy. It's not going to be healthy food, let's say that. But yes, I will say fine. It is a myth that you could get fast food a little bit healthier, maybe. It's not always terrible, but I just don't think that's what people are getting when they go to the fast food places. It'd actually be a nice little study to do. So of all these fast food joints, how many people, what's the percent that anybody is actually ordering the one healthy item? I feel like they just have to have it on the menu these days because they're required to. All right, what is next? The next one is that diet foods can help you lose weight. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about diet food? How about the low fat, the fat free, the gluten free? These kind of foods often are considered diet food, but it is an absolute myth that these items can help you lose weight. You should be very skeptical of any health claim on food packaging, especially, you guys, if it's on processed foods. If they have any kind of label that says a health claim on a packaged processed food, do not be deceived, because it is likely not true. Products marketed as diet foods are basically junk foods in disguise. They are heavily processed. They usually have a lot of hidden ingredients as well. Diet soda is probably one of the biggest myths there could be out there. And the biggest problem with diet soda is that it is so highly addictive. So if you do drink a diet soda, I want to let you know right now, It is so unhealthy. It is so addictive, and it is not helping you lose any weight. So there is like zero research at all that shows that diet soda has helped anybody lose weight. You are so much better off having water, obviously. Maybe even kombucha would be a little bit better, but you can't have it unlimited because it does have sugar in it. So people just don't like to drink water sometimes, so they drink all these diet drinks full of chemicals. And unfortunately, these chemicals then mess with your hormones, and your body doesn't know if you're hungry or if you're not, or if it just had real sugar or if it didn't, because it's this unknown chemical that just hit your body. And before you know it, you're craving another diet soda. And it's like this endless cycle of just taking in chemicals, chemicals, chemicals on top of chemicals. So I'm very against diet soda and any kind of food that has some kind of health claim on it. Like, there's no health claim on an apple. There's no health claim on real food. If you just stick to real food and avoid these diet processed foods, you're actually going to be way better off. But when it comes to diet soda, you're getting that big from me. You want to get off that right away. I would almost rather see you drink regular soda. Now, that being said, I don't really want to see you drink regular soda, but I think that sugar is better than all of the artificial ingredients that you're going to get with diet soda. But if you go to drink soda and then you gain weight, don't say, well, you told me that it was better than diet soda. If you drink too much sugar, you're going to gain weight. It's still very unhealthy. It's just unhealthy in a different way than the diet food. So those are so many myths that so many people believe, and it is just, it breaks my heart when I see people like eating a certain way that they don't have to, you know. Like, I have a lot of clients who come to me and they're like, well, I don't eat gluten, so I'm really restricted in what I eat. And I'll always say, okay, so do you have celiac, or you have some kind of intolerance to gluten? And so often they'll say to me, no, but I know it's healthier, so I don't eat gluten. And I'm like, hey, let's take this myth away, because it isn't healthier to eat gluten-free food. And in fact, a lot of gluten-free food is higher in calories, has more chemicals in it, and seriously, more sodium, and is more unhealthy for you. So don't fall for a myth that isn't true, that also makes your life so much harder and probably isn't working, right, for your weight loss. It is not necessary. If you're trying to lose weight and you're following any of these myths, well, today you get to stop. You get to unleash that off your shoulders, that you don't have to do that anymore. Almost all of these kind of weight loss fad type things that you see in social media are myths. They are false. The most important thing is the relationship that you have with healthy, real food and your body and your weight. It is so much more important to make your focus not about what all these diets can do for your weight loss, but just about how you can get back to eating real food on a regular basis. Sometimes I think if we didn't log a single thing, if you didn't want to log any food, but you just said, I'm only going to eat real food. To me, real food means it grows from the ground or it comes from a mother. I hate to say that, but it's true. So my vegetarians aren't going to like that part. But real food are things that grow from the ground, right? So all of our vegetables, they come from trees, fruits, things like that. Those are things that you should be eating. Healthy organic meat. So I only eat organic meat, the organic chicken, ground turkey. You can even have some lean red meat sometimes. These are real foods. Like, they don't have ingredients. They're not packaged. That is what you want to stick to, because that is never going to be a myth. Eating real food being bad for you, that's just not going to happen. Having balanced nutrition, it's never going to be debunked one day. Like, that's one thing I know for sure, that if we just eat balanced nutrition and eat real food, and that is our focus 90% of the time, our weight is probably just fine. So try not to make it more than it is. Try not to fall for any more myths out there. And just remember that the Earn That Body podcast is always here to bring you health, fitness, and nutrition information you can put into play right away.
For more information about Kim Eagle's online programs, go to earnthatbody.com or check out Earn That Body on all forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube.